You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Derek, the most interesting aspect of this game will be the team news, undoubtedly.
Yeah.
Because both of these teams have a realistic chance to go on a cup run if they want to.
Yeah.
Tottenham are 10s and Leicester 25s in the outright here with William Hill. But I don't know if either of them will field anything like full-strength sides.
Yeah, I know. This is team news is everything to this. I mean, if you were having a bet now, if you were forced to have a bet now, why would you back 6-10 Tottenham when there are those doubts about, you know, how strong a team they field? You wouldn't do it. It's finished 1-1, the only game they played early this season at Leicester. The worry for Leicester is that they're not scoring. All those goals that were coming from Vardy and Mahrez, they've dried up. No goals in their last three matches. But okay, you know, two of them are against City and Liverpool, no disgrace there. But against Bournemouth as well. Having said that, I watched the highlights of that game and he could easily score 4 or 5 in that game. So maybe being a little bit harsh on them. Right now, if I had to have a bet, it would be Leicester at 4-1 because it's an insult to a team that's, you know, second in the league, 4-1 to win at Tottenham. Tottenham are playing better than they should be playing. Yeah, you know, that you look at their squad and they don't strike me as title winners. There's an absence of stardust in my eyes there in the Tottenham squad. And yet, you know, people are beginning to tip them. They're not doing too much wrong, which is a tribute, I suppose, to the manager. But, you know, what kind of side are they going to field here? I don't know. I'd have to, if now, it put, force me now, I'll go for Leicester 4-1, but it might well change my mind when I see the team news.
Yeah, Jamie Vardy's definitely out. He's had groin surgery, hasn't he? So he'll be out for the next 7 to 10 days, perhaps, or maybe even longer. Riyad Mahrez, a doubt. I don't think Dele Alli will play in this game. He looked very tired against Everton on Sunday, as did Harry Kane. So it does come down to team news. And it's worth bearing in mind as well that these two teams play each other in the Premier League on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And odds are very similar for that game. The odds for that match here with William Hill, 3-4 Tottenham, the draw 11-4 Leicester, 7-2, so quite similar prices for that match on Wednesday. So this is an intriguing match, but it's difficult to bet on right now.
It's a horrible price for Tottenham, isn't it? I want to back Tottenham. I think Tottenham will win the game. I just don't like the price. 6-10 just doesn't sit very well with me at all. Look, I think with Vardy missing, we're told Mahrez will be out as well. Ajoa scored last year, Leicester knocked Tottenham out of the cup in the fourth round stage, 2-1. Ajoa scored in that game. I wouldn't be surprised to see a reversal of that scoreline with a 2-1 to Tottenham. But it is a strange one, and like you both said, I think it's, you know, it's very difficult to gauge who's going to play for a start. I mean, for my mind, Leicester should go for the FA Cup with everything they've got here, because they're not going to finish in the Champions League places. They'll start to drift now. You know, whether Vardy comes back from his
top six, though, is that not important to them?
Well, is it, though? Do you want to be in the Europa League? Because that's what spells danger for you, isn't it? If you get into the Europa League the next year, it only makes your life harder, because everything becomes more difficult, because you've got to balance a squad that's playing, you know, on a Thursday night and a Sunday night every week. No one seems to really want to get in the Europa League. It's either Champions League or bust, really, isn't it? I'm sure they wouldn't say that in public, though. So I think it's really interesting. I think the way their season's gone, to maintain that level and to maintain that excitement, I think they need to go on a cup run.
Really?
And I think Leicester will have a right go at this, but I think Tottenham are a bit too good. And I wonder if Leicester are running empty. You say Tottenham are tired. I think Leicester are more tired.
Yeah, at least Tottenham have got a bit of squad depth, I think. Yeah. I don't think Leicester have got that anything like the same sort of squad
not
depth.
Not at all. So I think Tottenham will win this. I mean, I've read some quotes from Pochettino, and, you know, I know he would say the right things in public, wouldn't he? But he says he doesn't want to prioritise anything over anything else. I mean, he must know that this Tottenham team, or Tottenham in general, have got a habit of, you know, of bottling it when they're going for the Champions League. So I think he'd want to stay in everything at the moment. I'm going to go for Tottenham, but I'm going to go for my one of my favourites that I've, of recent times, which is the one goal win, which is the on that handicap markets, the Tottenham minus one goal versus Leicester plus one goal, 13-5. So you've got a 1-0 or a 2-1 win on your side there. I think it'll be 2-1. I wouldn't mind having a little dabble on a correct score. But 13-5 for a one goal win for Tottenham, effectively.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.